Systems operating within normal design parameters. Engage cybernetic generation sequence. Malfunction detected. System overload. Warning. System overload critical.
As the holidays get closer, so does the Eagles' chances at a Super Bowl. Welcome to One Sports Talk. I'm your host, Mike Yelich, joined by Dustin Pastula, who is on his route to the studio. Apparently, he has a flat, so that should be fun. We'll tease him a little bit about that once he gets here. 917-889-8018. That is the telephone number. Hope everyone's doing well out there on this kind of cold Wednesday night. Warm in the studio. Nice outside. There's a good amount of people gathered outside here at Lights and Greenwalds. We're broadcasting live from the Greenwald studio. And outside the Greenwald studio is Lights and Greenwalds. And we got a good, I'll tell you what. I don't understand. Tonight, it's like everyone and their mother knew to come out. There's been hundreds of people, and I'm not exaggerating. There's been hundreds of people tonight at Lights and Greenwalds. Not saying that there's never usually people, but my God, it's like they just discovered it tonight. 917-889-8018. We're going to get to your calls momentarily. I want to talk a little bit about what concerns me. Is not Nick Foles. It's no longer Nick Foles. It is actually this Eagles defense who crapped the bed against that stinking Giants team. And I got news for you. If the Eagles lost that game, they're done. Their season's over. I don't care. Oh, well, they're still making the playoffs. Yeah, it doesn't matter. You don't lose to a 2-11, now 2-12. New York football Giants team, as a former co-host used to like to say all the time. How's he feel? He got two wins on the season. It feels good. I'm enjoying the win. And I'm enjoying the win so much.
Okay, don't worry about it. Enjoy the win, man.
Right, exactly. It's like I'm enjoying it so much.
Let's go have a ham sandwich.
I want to. Because that's how I feel. My heart is a little bit back into it. I got to be honest with you. My heart is back into it. Nick Foles, he played well. Four touchdowns, he played well. He didn't cost the Eagles a good game, and that's what I was worried about the entire week, when in reality, I have to look at, okay, Seahawks, yeah, defense played bad. Rams, yeah, defense played bad. Giants, defense played awful. And I'm sorry, but Ronald Darby, I think this team actually played better. Did have an interception, kind of turn momentum, kind of change the game. But I don't know. Rasul Douglas, I kind of think he played a little better. And that sounds weird to say. I don't know. I think he played better. But we're taking your calls. 917-889-8018. Press 1 to talk to us. Let's go to line number 1. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Derek from McCungie.
Wow, Derek, you are very loud tonight. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. The thing I wanna ask you, okay? I know you're not an Eagles fan. I understand. But as an Eagles fan, watching that game, watching how well Nick Foles played, and then watching how bad the defense played, are you still as concerned because now you just switch concerns? Are you more concerned, or are you not as concerned as you were a week ago at this time?
Well, I'm not an Eagles fan, so I'm not going to, like, talk like one.
But I'm saying if you were an Eagles fan, pretending this was the Redskins. I know the Redskins would never have 12 wins by December, but let's just pretend. that the Redskins were in this position and the roles were switched. And Kirk Cousins, backup, I don't even know who it is, played very well, and you don't have a concern there, but your defense the last 3 weeks has crapped the bed. Your thoughts?
Well, Colt McCoy is not as accomplished as Nick Foles in the first place. That's our backup, by the way.
Right, okay.
But I would say that the way the defense played, I wouldn't be extremely concerned about it because Eli Manning is a good quarterback. I understand they don't have really have a receiving core, but everybody's going to have an off game. I mean, and to me, that's what I think happened with the Eagles defense this game. They had an off game. You know what? Thankfully you had a great backup quarterback that has great big game experience, has taken your team to the playoffs previously, you know, and he pulled through, as did your receiving core. I mean, the entire receiving core for the Eagles looked fantastic, especially Alshon Jeffrey.
Alshon Jeffrey did play very well. And you know what? And here's one thing I think that Eagles fans can kind of be like, okay, well, now at least we have that. Because I'll be honest, up until week 10, week 11, Alshon Jeffrey was not – he was not really stepping up. And it's weird because normally when this happens, the opposite happens. But it's like ever since he actually got paid, now he's playing like his contract says he is. I mean, that was a big contract. Now he's actually stepped up since that contract, which is actually usually, like I said, the opposite happens. Once they get paid, now we can relax. Once he got paid, he's balling.
Yeah, I'm loving it.
Yeah,
he's on my fantasy team. I'm in the championship game this week. I need my man.
Oh, yeah.
The thing I like about it is Nick Foles seems to like throwing Alshon from what I saw in that game. So I hope he keeps that up.
Yeah, no, he does. He does. And what's your fantasy team look like this week? You in the championship yet, or are you in the semifinals?
I made it to the championship, second year in a row that my 6-7 football team snuck into the playoffs and has made it to the championship game. I won it last year, hoping to win it this time. So I have a fantasy question for you. I have Philip Rivers, who's been pretty hot as of late. I know last week he didn't do so well. But I did start the season off playing Dak Prescott, who was killing it fantasy wise until Zeke finally got suspended, which was long overdue, by the way. And then he started shitting the bed. So I put Philip Rivers in and he just happened to get on a hot streak. But now that Zeke's coming back, I'm wondering, do you think I should start Philip Rivers versus the Jets or Dak Prescott versus the Seahawks, knowing that Zeke's back now?
I don't think there's any chance I wouldn't start Philip Rivers. Dak Prescott stinks. I don't care if Zeke's back or not. You have to start Philip Rivers. It's not even a question. I mean, Philip Rivers right now, I think some would argue that he's at least in the top 10, if not top 5 currently. This week, the last couple of weeks, he's been on fire. You got to go with the hot hand. I mean, it's just like, I mean, there's so many examples I could give, but I'm not going to. But there's so many different areas that Philip Rivers is just so much better than Dak Prescott. It's not even, I mean, I'm glad you asked me the question, but I don't even, it's not even close.
I'm really surprised to hear you saying this because of the comment that I made earlier this year about how you were talking about how the Chargers were garbage. And I said, hey, everybody, you're underestimating Philip Rivers. And I think I said he was a great quarterback. And then I said I didn't say that, but you disagreed with me.
Right. And then I played it back for you when you were. But no, I mean, really, it was week 3 that you said that. And at that point, before the Eagles game, so it was week 4. And they were 0-3, about to be 0-4. So, yeah, I mean, of course I'm going to say, you know, I'm just going with the ebb and flow of the season. And at that point, they stunk. But right now, you have to go with Philip Rivers. Dustin, what do you think? Don't you think?
I'm here, yeah.
Don't you think?
Philip Rivers over Dak Prescott?
I mean,
as far as season performance goes, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, like you said, like the 0-4 start, I mean – So he got off to a rough start, but I'm pretty sure from his past week's performance, he's definitely shaken that rust off.
Yeah.
And he's come back in the form here, and against somebody who has the momentum behind him.
I mean, even though he had a crappy week last week, I mean, now that I'm talking about it out loud, I realize they are playing the Jets, so that's probably an easy bounce back game.
I don't even know who their quarterback is at this point. What is it, Petty? Yeah, it's Petty. Like, come on. If you don't start, I mean, look at this.
What a petty attempt at trying to win.
Yeah. Oh, God. If I had a rim shot, I'd do it. Petty, the Jets, no. You absolutely go with the Chargers. By the way, the Cowboys, I get it. You know, the Seahawks, the Legion of Boom is not the Legion of Boom anymore. But their defense is still solid. Whereas the Jets, you never know what you're going to get. It's Jekyll and Hyde. It's trick or treat. And right now, it's a trick. You absolutely go with Philip Rivers.
All right. I'm sold. Philip Rivers.
All right. Derek, real quickly, give me a because you are a Redskins fan, give me a Redskins score. I know you're forgetting right now even who they are, but give me a Redskins score, and then I want an Eagles score. So right now you have the Redskins. I can't actually find them on this thing. Don't help me out here. Who are they playing?
We're playing the Cardinals this week. I do know that.
Okay. All right. Broncos at the Redskins. Wow.
Easy.
Oh, we're playing the Broncos. What? Or no, we just played the Cardinals.
Yeah.
You're playing the Broncos at home.
At home.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I feel like the Broncos' defense has been just like you described the Jets. Like, you just don't know who's going to come out what week. But I feel like they're going to put a lot of pressure on Kirk Cousins, so we're probably not going to get a lot of points. I'm going to say 20-14 Broncos win.
What? Wow. This is the first time where I don't see where you're coming from at all. I completely hate your score. And normally I actually
– I think Von Miller is going to come hard at Kirk Cousins, and he's not going to be able to handle it.
Okay. Well, I respectfully really, really big-time disagree. I think it's going to be a blowout in the Redskins' favor. But, you know, hey, we'll see. We'll see what happens. And
well,
I'm
more interested to hear what Dustin has to say, because Dustin's always right.
All right. And Derek is going to get cut off right now.
that was fantastic.
Derek, I think we're up against it.
Of course you are. When are you not?
However, I do see a home field advantage being taken place here. I'm not going to go far off your score. I do think it's a low-scoring game, but I don't think it goes in favor of the Broncos. I do think the Redskins win, and I think they do so 24-7.
Come on. How are you
gonna All right.
Raiders at the Eagles.
Oh, boy. Y'all are going to destroy them. They're just playing horribly. Like, this is where I think your defense steps it up this time, because they're just struggling on offense. And that primetime game, you know, I think you guys are going to be hyped up. And, you know, Christmas night, it's going to be good.
Here's the thing. If they don't step it up this game, I don't know. I won't feel good going into the playoffs, because that last game against the Cowboys, we're going to rest people. So at that point, we have to – this is the game right here. This is their last game of the season, essentially, for the starters.
Going based off of last week solely, I'm going to say that your success in the playoffs or failure is going to come on to your defense, not so much goals.
I don't disagree with that.
Okay, so hold on. What happens if the Eagles win this game against the Raiders and the Vikings win?
Well,
do the Eagles need to win the final game to get home field advantage?
No, because we have the tiebreaker over.
But don't they have the same record right now?
They do. No, the Vikings are 10-3. Whereas the Eagles are 10-4. I'm sorry, 11-3.
What are you saying?
Whereas it's so confusing. They're one game back, is what I'm trying to say. The Eagles are.
Somebody's had one too many Bud Light lines.
The Eagles are 12-2, and the Vikings are 11-3.
Right, that's what I was trying to say.
What Yelich was trying to get
I was
out.
Hearing somebody scream outside because there's somebody actually going through the walkthrough, and their kids are screaming. So I'm hearing it through my earpiece, wondering what that is. Meanwhile, I'm trying to ramble off what the records are, and I'm not fully there. So
I was wondering what was happening.
Excuses.
So no, we would, if we win, that's it. We clinch a first. Well, obviously, we clinch a first round bye already. But if we win, we not only clinch a first round bye, but we also clinch home field throughout. And think about it, the only place we're gonna have to go is the Super Bowl in Minnesota at that point. So I would be feeling good if we win this game. Although the defense has to play well.
I'm glad you're.
Yeah, this is a different Mike Yelich from last week, old doom and gloom.
You know, Mike Yelich is a lot like the defense, you know, that of the Broncos. You know, you never know who's going to show up and
check
one.
Yeah, this week he's singing Nick Foles' praises. He's the Jesus of the Eagles now. I was actually in Scranton today, and I already saw a billboard with Nick Foles on it after 1 week. I was like, come on now.
Hold on, though. I'm not singing his praises. Let's just calm down. I'm saying he's not going to be the reason we lose. Derek, we're up against it. I'm serious, though, this time. Rob Guerrero coming up right here.
All right. I think it's going to be 31-20 Eagles.
Okay. You know what? Real quick, pop quiz. Do you know the last time the Eagles played the Oakland Raiders?
2011.
No, it was 2013 when Nick Foles threw 7 touchdowns. Come on, you should have known.
7 touchdowns?
Come on!
Oh, man.
I don't think so. All right, Derek. We will talk to you next week. Thanks for checking in.
All right, I'm up against it. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Wow. All right. There he is. So
Derek was up against it.
He had to go. And they're not even really snow so much related. They're more about this weekend. So without any further ado, let's go to our meteorologist, One Sports Talk meteorologist, former Fox 29 meteorologist, Live Weather Blog meteorologist, the Weather Pros meteorologist. I don't know if I've covered everything, but let's just go to a Rob Guerrero. What's going on?
I got too many titles, right?
Exactly. Too I don't know what titles. To do at this point. I'm like, do I mention this? Do I mention that? Do I mention this? He also did this, but he also did that.
Well,
like,
the plow companies, we have about 300 companies we supply weather for across the country, including the Allentown area and a lot of the townships, and they call us the snow gods because we are pretty accurate and we're bringing them snow. These guys like making the money off the snow. So right. Anything works at this point, you know. The only title I want is Super Bowl.
We'll get to the Eagles in a second, but I personally have a question because this weekend, as you know, is for Lights and Green Lots, it's the biggest weekend of the whole year. Santa's going to be there both days. Grinch is probably going to be there both days. Popcorn and hot chocolate both days. Like everything.
Popcorn and hot chocolate?
Yeah. Friday and Saturday night. What is it looking like at this point? I know we talked yesterday, but I don't need to hear yesterday we talked. But just what right now, what does it look like?
Well, while I was waiting in queue there, I pulled up the two big models we look at, the GFS and the European. Now, there's good news and there's bad news. So the good news is Friday night, you're fine.
No.
Friday night.
Give me the bad news first.
Saturday night. Saturday night, we're showing in the evening hours about 10th to 2/10 an inch of rain through about 9 o'clock. And that's on the GFS. And the Euro, European model, which is showing about the same. That's in the mid-40s. So, you know, for your planning purposes, the overall rainfall is about 0.40 for that period, later Friday night into Saturday night, and the other one's about the same. So, you know, they're pretty close. So if I had to make a call here, you're fine Friday night for your activity. Saturday, it's going to be a little wet. That's the latest. Just came out. Sorry, Mike.
Yeah.
I just hear like crickets. That's all I hear now.
No, I mean, it's awful. That's damn awful. Yeah. That's awful. Is there any?
Well, you're gonna get one night out of the two, right? You'll get one at least.
Yeah, but honestly, though, it's really Saturday night that's the bigger night. So we're going to get the weaker night, you know.
It's not all that heavy, the rain, but it's there, I can tell you. And I'm pretty sure now it's going to rain. I mean, there's a slight chance it could end around 6 or 7, but that doesn't really help you. There you go.
That's awful. So, what is it? So, Friday night is dry? I mean, right?
Yeah, Friday night's fine. As of now, so it's fine.
So then you would say Friday, I'm going to probably do maybe a little something here, open up the shed Christmas Eve to make up for the awful weather that's coming Saturday night. So that's
what are you going to do, open up the shed? Is that what you said?
Well, the concession shed, yeah. The meaning like the popcorn, hot chocolate and stuff. Christmas Eve for probably a couple hours to make up for the... just like put me in...
Sounds like you got moonshine in that shed there.
What?
Sounds like you got some moonshine in that shed. Sounds a little shaky.
Yeah, well, you'd be surprised.
Exactly.
Are you joining us on Friday night?
I don't know yet. I'm going to know tomorrow morning. We're cutting through there, but we don't know what to do it. I still don't know. It's out of my hands. It's in the ex-wife's hands. See, she can blame her because she's spending Christmas with them before my family this year. I have them going down to Delaware. So I'll know tonight or tomorrow morning. And if so, we'll come by Friday night. If not, we're leaving Saturday morning. So if we are coming by Friday evening, we'll definitely stop by.
Yeah, and we will be open according to your weather forecast, so it looks pretty good for Friday night.
Yeah, I think you're going to be okay. I don't think it rains till after midnight on Friday night.
Oh, awesome. All right, well, that's good for that. Not good for Saturday. So here's where I'm at with this team. You know, last week I was really down, rightfully so. I would say last week I was probably at like 10% with confidence level. Right now I'm at like 60, maybe 55 to be conservative. Nick Foles really showed me that he's a really good backup. However,
wow, I feel like somebody, maybe even more than one person, might have said that last week.
However, well, I'm not done.
Uh-huh.
The defense.
Well, I never said anything about that.
What was that? Over 500 yards?
First of all, you're calling them.
To Eli Manning, the 29th ranked offense in the league? Over 500 yards, Tavares King? Who the hell is that? He looks like he's like 100. Like, what? Can we, Rob, please help.
Well, the ebb and flow of a team is this. First of all, they only lost two games, and the games they've lost, Seattle, they were in it. They were in the Kansas City game. Seattle, you knew was going to be a tough game. You had that as an L, and you were right on with that. But both games they were in, if you look at it, both games they were not blown out. So when you take a game like this, this is what I think the emotions of this team are going through. You lose Wentz, you win that game, you're out on the West Coast for, a week and a half because they stayed out there. So you're riding on emotions, you lose your player. They didn't really know if they lost them, I think, the players till that game. I don't think they really knew because they don't go telling them during the game. Why would they do that? For morale and everything else. Plus, they didn't know really till after the game, I think, fully. I got an information thing to me, my phone, that said torn ACL, and I went, oh, that's not good. It's probably out. And that's what happened. But this is what happens the next week when they come back to the East Coast and they're in New York. It's another three road games in a row, by the way. Philly, I think they kind of played to the Giants and were a little bit coming off the high of those two games. They knew that they had to win one of those two really to maintain that potential home field. And they got one of the two. And the LA game was a really good win. So I think the defense kind of just took a little nap, so to speak. I think the defense will be fine. And you got to remember the Giants, now they got Eli back, the coach and all. They had nothing to lose. They're just showcasing guys for next season. So you got a team that's kind of loose for once. They stink. And they're playing their hearts out for probably positioning on the team, some of them, I would think, for next year, because they had a lot of injuries. I'm not worried about that game. I'm not worried about that game at all. I don't think the defense needed to be perfect. I think they just took a little bit of a nap, and then when Oakland comes in at home and Foles gets the hometown crowd behind him, and the defense and the team, the players see the home team again, they're going to get jacked up for that game. Because they know, as you were saying, they know if they just outright beat Oakland, they control their own destiny by winning. They don't have to worry about losses of another team. So I think they're going to win this game actually very easily, in my opinion. And then they're going to have the home field, which, as you mentioned, is huge now that we have Nick Foles instead of Wentz. I think the home two games, the defense is going to – the crowd will get that defense going. And that defense all season long, like the turnovers and all, the block punts, that defense could get them to the Super Bowl. Not Nick Foles, the defense. Because you talk to any coach, what do you always hear? Defense wins championships. Defense wins games. There you go. Defense looks fine. I'm not worried about one game.
I will say this, and it's not – listen, I'm not saying they're better than the Eagles.
Uh-oh.
Maybe I – just a little bit, one iota, maybe I just underestimated – I can't believe I'm going to say this – Case Keenum.
Oh, my
God. Who? Who?
Right. I know.
Oh, my
I know.
Goodness.
I
Wait,
know.
I didn't hear what you said. I didn't hear you said there was some static. What? Who? Wait, who did you underestimate? I missed it.
I know.
I'm serious.
I know. No, yeah.
No, I'm serious. I missed it. I didn't hear what you said.
Case Keenum. He says he underestimated Case Keenum.
Case Keenum? Do you mean the Minnesota guy?
Yeah.
Are you kidding
Listen.
Me? He's going to get shredded in the playoffs. Are you joking? That guy's got no experience.
I know. You know what? All year I've been knocking this guy, and you know what? How many weeks am I going to come out here and say, yeah, well, you know, they're not going to win with Case Keenum. They've been winning with Case Keenum. Like, I think we need to just get over this whole Case Keenum thing, me included. All year I've been knocking him, and I what am I going to do?
Let me tell you
this.
If they play Philadelphia, which probably would be for the championship, in Philadelphia, that defense is going to throw so many schemes at him, he'll screw up. You'll see. That's what's going to happen. I don't care how good his arm is, how good he is. That's the defensive scheme. They'll get to him. There's going to be a couple turnovers, and they'll be key. Nick Foles at least has experience. It's not like this guy's coming off the bench, you know.
Nothing to worry about.
No, I think he's good. Don't get me wrong. He's having a phenomenal season. But when you get into the playoffs, it is a different level. You ask players. I was down on that field in 04 and when they played the Vikings and they had Randy Moss the first game, and I got batteries thrown at me while Randy Moss. I happened to be in the vicinity. And then the next game we had Michael Vick. The same thing happened. I kept having a move. But the intensity and speed down there, I'm just telling you, it's a different level. The players will be up more for it. You know, I just think he's going to make two mistakes in that game. If we play Minnesota, how are we going to play them yet? They may lose in the first round. Who knows?
The breaking news, and I understand. But I'm not coming out saying that the Vikings are better than us, because I don't think they are. All I'm saying is maybe, I underestimated Case Keenum just a little bit. Just a little bit. That's all.
That's fair. I mean, that's fair. I think a lot of people have. I think the guys just gelled nicely into that team. Well, I think he's a very good quarterback, but I think when you get to that level without any real playoff experience, I mean, he's got some now games under his belt. But, you know, look at some of their wins. I mean, he's had some decent wins, but I still think it's going to be a different level in the playoffs. And being it's in Philly, and you know the Philly crowd, there you go. There you go. And God forbid, with this snowy pattern, we have some snow there. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And that's why I said that Case Keenum, and I've been saying all season, that he's nothing to worry about. And it's exactly what Rob said. He has absolutely no playoff experience. And especially if they get to the NFC Championship game to meet the Eagles, I don't see him having the maturity and the experience combined to lead them to a victory there.
Yeah,
our D-backs and safeties are going to create nightmares for him. They are. They're just going to. We have some pretty good guys on that team that are better. I think the scheme from our defensive coordinators. I think they're going to throw him so many curveballs that he's going to make a couple mistakes, and they're going to be the ones that cost the game. I think it's going to be a very close game, though.
Yeah, you know what I could see happening? I can see there being snow. The NFC Championship, playing the Vikings, and then Eagles fans with the snowballs creating
the
snowball thing all over again.
I mean, lucky it's past Christmas and we're not throwing that Santa stuff. You know, we're still known for that. I go out of town. I'm wearing my Eagles shirt, and I have my Eagles skin here on the laptop. You know that, and then people always go, "Don't you guys throw snowballs at Santa?" It's like anywhere I go out of town, I still remember. So listen, you know who I worry more about than Minnesota?
Who?
New Orleans.
No.
I think Drew Brees got experience. They've won a Super Bowl. I would worry about him more in an NFC Championship game than the Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm not. To be honest with you, I'm not worried about any of them. I'm worried about one team, and it's only because and thank God it's not Green Bay anymore. But I'm not worried about any because the revenge factor, kind of on both levels.
Rams.
Yeah.
Revenge factor.
Yeah.
Oh, he's saying because we beat him in the regular season.
Yeah.
Or they beat him.
Or you could say the Panthers.
Wait, the Panthers we beat. We didn't play Minnesota this year.
No, he's talking about
the Panthers.
No, the Rams and the Panthers. Those are the two teams I'm worried about because they have. I don't think the revenge factor is.
Well, let me tell you this. We have home games, and that's the difference. It's going to be the home games. I think if you were to go up into Minnesota, I think it would have been a good ballot. Boy, with that quarterback in his home crowd, he's used to that. That's an inside stadium. It's cozy. I think coming to Philly and the elements and the fans will be rabid. The defense will get fired up by the fans. The fans will be going nuts, and that'll ignite that defense, and they're going to throw all kinds of stuff at this guy, all kinds of schemes and blitzes, you know, fake blitzes, all kinds of crap. Can I say crap? I guess I can say that on TV. Yeah. I don't know. I tell you, if I had a pick out of the teams, I think New Orleans to me can be a sleeper. They got real hot for a while, but I think because of the Drew Brees factor that he's won a Super Bowl and he's just a numbers guy. He puts up numbers. I think he could cause problems for the defense more than this young guy. I just do. That's just my opinion. You know, we got to get to that game anyway.
We're up against it. Give me. I want you for this Christmas night game. It's gonna be like 40, 35 degrees. Not really doing much. Eagles, you know, at home, kind of got probably a drunk crowd on hand from Christmas and all the eggnog. Playing the 6-8 uh-huh. Raiders, who are. What do you think happens?
Are they technically out the Raiders? I think they are, aren't they?
I believe they are. Yeah, I mean they're out. Yeah, they're out.
I mean they could go 8-8. I was looking at the stat. I was looking at the numbers before I got on to see. I think Oakland might be mathematically eliminated. I'm not sure. It doesn't matter. I think Philly wins this. And Foles shows he can put up some numbers, even though it was the Giants. I think they win this one, 31-17.
I like it. I like that. I like that score. All right, Rob. I might actually talk to you this weekend on Friday if you stop by. So
possibly.
If you don't, have a Merry Christmas.
And one more thing, guys, real quick. Looks like we're going to have a few flurries around Christmas up in the Lehigh Valley, but the 28th to 29th, mark it down, there could be a very storm in the area later next week. We'll keep an eye on that one when we talk next Wednesday.
Oh, boy. Let me guess. Another weekend. Can you stop
there you go.
With the weekend.
All I heard was you wanted snow. Now I give it to you, and it's on the right day. This guy's something else.
Well, yeah, I give up.
He's been crying about snow. In September, you were asking about snow. I get you snow, and now it's not the right day. My gosh, next thing you tell me, not the right color. You want orange snow?
Whatever. You know what?
So picky, this guy. I'm telling you.
All right, Rob. We'll talk to you next week, all right?
All right, guys. Happy holidays, everybody. Take care.
All right, you too. Merry Christmas. All right.
Merry Christmas.
Rob, why was that so funny to me? He goes, Merry Christmas. What was that? Merry Christmas. All right. We are taking your call 917.
We got three of them.
889-018. We actually have a couple more that just popped on, too.
Well, they pop on, they pop off. I can't.
Yeah, we can't keep. Let's just go. We're off the rails already, and it's only 9:05.
We're off the chains. We got calls.
All right, let's go to line number four. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Rob, your favorite Vikings fan.
Oh, God. Oh, okay. Yeah, he's probably happy with
Aren't
what I've been.
Vikings fan from
Pittsburgh? Hey, this last guy that was on the line, he was a little delusional.
Why? Why? Why?
Ooh. Come on, Case Keenum. You know what, Mike? Finally, I hear you say some that you really are starting to believe in Case.
Whoa.
It's about time. You're finally coming to the other side here.
Hold on. I said maybe, first of all, there's emphasis on maybe. He's not as bad as I thought. Maybe I underestimated him.
Maybe.
Would be capitalized.
Would be in capitals, and as much would be in capitals.
Yeah, I'm not, listen,
or
I'm
as
not
bad.
A believer.
Maybe in capitals, he's not as bad in capitals as I thought, which would still say that you think he's somewhat bad.
Rob,
but,
let me ask you, like, what do you want me to do?
What do you think he's going to do in the playoffs? Do you really think that his experience and maturity is going to give him success in the playoffs?
Do you want me to come on this program and just sing a Case Keenum song? Like, well, what do you want me to do? Like, when will you just lay off and be like, all right, maybe you are right about Case Keenum. Maybe I'm right in saying that he's decent, but not going to do anything in the playoffs because he has no experience.
Well, I mean, what wins big games, defense or offense?
They both. I know defense wins championships. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, and which, but what?
All Case has to do is manage the offense, put 24 points on the board, and the defense is going to do the rest. I mean, he has great chemistry. He's got some good weapons. He's smart. He doesn't make mistakes. He's healthy. Okay, unlike some other teams. They have a couple health problems right now at the quarterback position. So right now, hey, moving up the power rankings, we're the team to beat right now.
Go ahead. I really don't care about the power rankings.
Not
like
anymore.
Listen, and I'll say them this week. We'll go over the power rankings if we get time.
But
we have a lot of callers on the line. But
you no longer care about them.
No, but I've never put so much stock into the power rankings. I went down the power rankings to show what the rest of the NFL is. Do I believe in the power rankings? No, because I think, first of all, when you had the Patriots always number one, I think that's a flaw. First of all, Steelers got robbed, and they should have won that game. That's number one.
Well, that was Ben's fault.
No.
Yes, it was.
That was the
poor
officiating.
Well, the one touchdown, yes. They should have had that back. But at the end of the game, you spike the ball and you come up with a decent, coherent play. You don't rush it and try and throw something down the middle.
Steelers are better. So that's
they are better.
I don't care what the power
is. I mean, the call of the end zone is what it is, but they made mistakes. It wasn't just that lost that game.
Listen, I got to be honest with you. Vikings versus the Patriots, Eagles versus the Patriots, I picked the Eagles in both of those games. I don't think the Patriots are that good. Steelers.
No, either do I.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think the Steelers are tough.
Yeah.
But you know, hey, I'm worried about you, Eagle fans. Though, I mean, your defense put up some let up some big numbers the last 2 weeks. Are you guys concerned about that?
Ask Mike. My team lost to the Niners.
I'm true. Concerned. I am. I came out in the beginning of this program and I said, I don't know where I'm at because I was concerned going in about Nick Foles and not really concerned about the defense. Now I'm not really concerned about Nick Foles and I'm very concerned about the defense. So they have this week to show me. That's the way I'm looking at it. They have this week to show me. If they show me this week, I'm good. If they don't and they still win, I'm nervous because they're not going to be playing that last week against the Dallas Cowboys. They're going to be sitting everyone. So at that point, what do I have to work on? I have to go off, week number 13, week number 12, at least they did good then. No, I am worried. But I'm not sounding the alarm, but I'm worried, yes, to answer your question.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think we're heading to a Vikings-Eagles game. I know I heard the last caller talk about it, but I think it's going to happen. It's going to be a Vikings-Eagles NFC championship.
At the link, though.
At the link, that's fine with me. I don't have to fly to Minnesota. It's a much cheaper trip for me if it's in Philadelphia.
All right. It's cheap for me either way. I'm not going.
Rob, give me two actually, all right? Just so I can, you know, just get this Vikings talk over with. Now it's not a tough game. Before it was. The Vikings are at the Packers, but they're with Brett Hundley because Aaron Rodgers back to the IR after their chances were blown. So
smart move.
Give me a that's a smart move. Give me a Vikings at the Packers score, and then give me a Raiders at the Eagles.
Okay, we're gonna go. You're right. The Packers were a little favorite before Rodgers was put on IR. That was gonna be a tough game. I think we're gonna put up some big numbers. I'm gonna say we're gonna go 34-20 Vikings in Lambeau. And I think the Eagles are defense is actually going to come back because they're at home, and they're going to win a tight one, 24-21.
I don't know how that.
Well, so I think the Eagles.
If they're giving up a tight one to the Raiders.
Well, I mean, they're going to win a tight one against the Cowboys. I mean, they're going to give up 21 points, but it's going to be a tough game. But they're going to tighten up. I mean. You got to admit, the Eagles the last 2 weeks, I mean, their defense has really been like Swiss cheese. And I think coming home, hey, I'm giving you guys some credit. You guys are going to go 2-0 in the next two. And I think the Vikings are going to go 2-0. And Viking fans, we know we're not going to have a home field advantage throughout. So I don't think that's going to happen.
You actually think Nate Sudfeld is going to beat the Cowboys by himself? Is that really
they're not sitting fold?
Yeah, they are.
Why would they not sit fold?
What's the consensus on that game? Everybody think the Eagles are going to win?
Yeah, I think the Eagles beat the Raiders this week, and then at that point,
talking about the Cowboys,
we would. Yeah, and then at that point, we would sit for the Cowboys game. Why would we play anybody for that game? I'm not like I don't understand why you would. It just doesn't make
I
sense.
I would play everybody.
Well, that's stupid.
That's why I'm not the coach.
You already
will you sit everybody for that game, though?
Field advantage is locked, yeah.
Although, I don't know. I may be thinking you kind of go, you play a half. Because think about it. Then they're going to be, all right. Then the next week, they don't even play. And then the week after that is finally, it's going to be 2 weeks until they play. Yeah, a half. Play a half.
Yeah, you got to play a half. Absolutely.
Yeah, play a half. I changed my mind.
That's usually what teams do anyway. They usually play half, unless they're so far ahead and they have someone that like Brady, you can't not lose him.
Rob, we are up against it. We will talk to you next week, all right, man?
You got it, buddy. Thanks. Hey, happy holidays, you guys.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Skull.
Rob.
Just remember, skull.
What does that even mean? He hung up. What does that even mean? Really?
Skull? Tobacco?
Skull. Let's go to line number 5. All right. At that point, it's like, what is skull? Let's go to line number 5. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Easton.
Uh-oh. Oh, there he is. Tony from Easton. How you doing tonight, man?
Hey, Tony.
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Tony, the last time Tony and I talked when we got into that debate, he didn't realize who I was.
What do you mean you didn't
That's know? Exactly right.
See?
Oh. That.
My buddy Dustin over there. I didn't even know that.
What's up, Tony?
Hey, hold on. I can't hear you guys at all. Is there? You were going in and out before. I could hear the callers like really well, but I couldn't hear you guys really well.
You know what? Blog Talk needs to fix their issues, okay? I don't know what else to say other than if Blog Talk doesn't get their stuff together, I might have to take my stuff and go somewhere else, all right? And that's not a threat. That's a promise. Now, Tony, I'm hoping you can hear the jits of what I'm saying. And it's not like...
Yeah, a little bit. Have you gotten other people to say the same thing, or is it just me?
Last week there were, yeah. tonight they've
okay. All right.
mainly been hearing, yeah, a good part of us. But hey, listen, you and Dustin have something maybe you should talk about. Tony, your team actually beat Dustin's team, which is rare.
How do you like them apples, baby? That is what I'm talking about. This team is
that's fine.
With Garoppolo, man, these Niners are playing a whole lot better.
They are.
Go ahead and keep winning. Bring yourself into the middle of the pack with us with winning.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not worried about it anymore because we got the quarterback that we needed. So if we pick at four, or we pick at six, it really doesn't matter.
Absolutely needed him.
I completely agree with that.
He's been playing out of his mind.
Yeah,
he's been doing very well.
Out of his mind. Out of his mind for sure.
Surprised how much
different he went to the Niners.
They look so much
I've been
different.
Telling people, like, man.
You can't even.
I've been telling people, this is a talented team, you know.
I'm looking at it like I'm just glad we played the 49ers
when we played them.
I mean, now I still think the Eagles would win that game, but would it be a guaranteed stone cold lock? No, you never know. Stranger things.
No, probably not.
The Giants almost beat us. And, you know, I mean, the 49ers beat the Giants, so, I mean, you know, okay, come on. I mean, listen, I think
he's undefeated as a starter.
Yeah.
He is, 5-0.
Yeah. Yep. That's crazy. That's crazy.
You know what I was happy to hear you talk about, though, earlier?
Don't say Case Keenum.
What's that?
Don't say Case Keenum.
No. Honestly, it was you bringing up the fact that the Rams would be a team that you'd be worried about. Pose on the phone, the Vikings, the Saints, and the Rams. You picked the Rams to be the biggest joke out of all three, and it was just enlightening, you know, refreshing to hear you give props and credit where it was due this time around.
I actually
out of those three, though, I still have the Rams last.
How do you believe in Case Keenum more than Jared Goff? I don't understand that whatsoever.
More than Jared Goff, I believe in the rest of the Vikings team more than the rest of the Rams.
We need to
team.
Get off of this Case Keenum.
At what position? Most experts would say that the Rams have the most loaded, talented team in the league.
Listen, if this
for at every position, they're loaded every position.
Listen. Tony, I am agreeing with you. Although, I will
Tony,
say,
Kelly's interrupting our conversation. Listen to him.
Yeah, I'm not interrupting anything. I'm trying to make a point. When you say something,
no, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I'm just saying, when you say something so drastically dumb, like the Case Keenum, Case all year, and you know what they've been doing all year? Winning. So we need to just get off of this Case Keenum thing and maybe.
No. Hold on. Don't misunderstand. I think Case Keenum's having a great year. He's having a wonderful year, dude. It's like I can't even believe what I'm watching. So I'll give credit where it's due in that regard. However, the difference between Case Keenum and Jared Goff is that Jared Goff is in his second year. All right, he everybody knew he had the potential. He's a number one pick in the draft. You know, so when we talk about potential there and what his ceiling is. That's one thing, right? But then you see Case Keenum, he's been doing it for, what, 8-9 years now? Don't quote me on that. I'm just guessing. And we know, you know, he's having a great year, but this has got to be an outlier. You know what I mean? I don't know how many more years he can have like this because, what, he just automatically or he just out of nowhere, out of the blue, picked up, the clutch factor or the big time clutch gene that he's got all of a sudden. I don't understand it, but when the playoffs come, I think it's going to be too big for him. That's my opinion.
Yeah, but here's what I'm saying, Tony. They both have the same amount of playoff experience, so I can't actually give the edge to Jared Goff. I can't.
Yeah, but
he doesn't have an edge.
But we don't know what Jared. But we know what Case Keenum is. We don't know what Jared Goff is going to do in the playoffs, but if to quote your other caller a couple weeks ago, if I had $10, I'm betting on the guy that hasn't had any playoff experience, I'll bet $8 on that guy, as opposed to the guy that has been in the league for 9 years and couldn't even make it to the playoffs on his own. So
I would take the guy that we haven't seen before. And the guy that was the number one overall pick that clearly has some of the best arm talent in the league.
All right. Listen, I'll say this. Out of those three teams, get out of here with the Saints. I'm not listen, I watched them the last couple of weeks. They don't scare me. The Rams.
Who's that?
They scare me a little bit.
Saints have the number one total offense in the league right now.
That's fine. Just saying. That's fine. I'm not scared of old Breeze. I'm really not.
Eagles are third.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not scared of Drew Brees. Against this defense.
Hold on, you're not scared of who?
Drew Brees.
Total league defense is actually the Vikings.
I don't know why you're not scared of the Saints at all.
Second.
That should be like one of the top, because they have exactly what you guys lack in a primetime Hall of Fame quarterback right now. Carson Wentz isn't your guy right now. It's kind of the same argument that I'm going to say about Case Keenum. Nick Foles, I would take him way before I would take most backup quarterbacks in the league. Don't get me wrong. I think he's got some talent. He's clearly got something going for him if he can throw 7 touchdowns in a game and have a 27-to-touchdown, 2-interception ratio that one year. So he's got some things going for him. But that was an offense that Chip Kelly implemented for the first time the NFL has ever seen. And when he was put into that Rams offense, honestly, it's kind of sad for me to say this because I know how bad Jeff Fisher is at coaching offense, but he wasn't good there. You know, he was terrible there. So, again, I think the playoffs may be too big for him. I would put my money on Breeze, obviously Aaron Rodgers won't be there this year, so that isn't there, but I would put it on Cam.
God.
I would even put it on Matt Learning before I put it on Nick Foles' back.
Let me ask you a question, all right? This is a general knowledge question here. What do Jared Goff, Nick Foles, and Case Keenum all have in common?
The answer.
Jared Goff, Case Keenum, and they all play for the Rams.
I'm looking for something more specific.
You're like,
you're so close. Like,
I mean,
I know what he's looking for.
They all played
right.
for what? Jeff Fisher? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. There you go. Yep. They all. This is going to be the Jeff Fisher playoffs right here. You really think about it.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? That is weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is very weird.
Out of those three, I don't really know who the best is because, I mean, stat-wise, you'd say, oh, well, obviously Jared Goff. But I wouldn't take Jared Goff over Nick Foles. I don't even know, believe it or not, I don't even know if I would take Jared Goff over Case. I can't even believe I'm saying that.
Dude, why would you – how are you not delusional in saying that?
Well, maybe I am.
You clearly have to be. I don't understand.
The reason why I said I would take the Saints and the Vikings over the Rams in when we were talking about those 3 weeks ago, okay, I have the Rams. So get me wrong. I absolutely don't think that Eagles fans should be underestimating them. But what I'm saying is, like, for example, if we're looking at stats, like you said the Rams have one of the most talented teams in the NFL right now. Up and coming.
Which is common knowledge to, like, experts.
Hold on, let me finish. As of right now, I'm looking at statistics. They're not in any of the top statistics. I see the Vikings at second total defense. I see them again at third in passing. I see them again at second in rushing. I don't see the Rams anywhere in there. So,
okay.
They have to go.
So where would they be?
That's my reasoning. Where would they be? I believe more in their team. Do I think Goff is a better quarterback than Keenum? Yes. But as an overall team, I think that the Vikings are team-wise more experienced. I think the Rams are really young, and I think they're only going to get better from here. But I still think that they need some growing up.
All right. So where do the Rams lie in that whole offense statistical category that you're looking at?
Well, every time I go for the complete list, it says that it cannot be found. but but I'm sure they're not far off. It's just going off of top five ranks. Anything under top five.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just almost.
Yeah. Listen, I don't know. I don't know what you're looking at, and I don't know how far it is, so I don't know the context of that. But they were averaging the most points in the league, and they still have to be there. They were averaging the most points in the league too. So I mean, they have to still be there.
They're 10.
Stop saying they're 10.
Total offense, they're 10.
All right. So how many points per game do they score?
I heard crickets over here, Tony.
31. As a matter of fact, they have more points per game than all 9 teams ahead of them.
31 points per game. And where is that on a scale of 1 to 32 out of the NFL? That's number 1, right?
No,
as a matter of fact, they're tied with the Eagles in that in that aspect.
Yeah, that's right.
They both have 31 points.
Where? At number 1?
No, for total offense, neither of them are number 1.
No, I'm talking about points per game.
Per
you
game,
said there were 31 points per game.
For most points per game, they would both be tied for number 1, but most points per game.
Okay, that's what I was saying. That was my point. You can have all the yards that you want to have, but if you're not even putting up the most points, or what matters more? I mean, I'm putting my money on the team that most scores the most points too.
Tom, that doesn't mean they're not winning games. They're not winning every game just because they score the most points on average.
No, but listen, that's to rebuke your argument about stats. If you're going to listen to all the stats, you're going to look at all the stats, and let's bring up the one stat that matters the most: points per game.
Well, I think the one stat that matters the most is wins.
Hey Tony,
they're number 1 in their division.
Tone,
in their division.
Listen, we need to pay some bills and we need to take a commercial break. But I'm going to keep you on the line while we do the commercial break. So just kind of, if you want to talk, maybe talk about the companies with me, you can.
That's brand new to me.
All right. So what we're going to do
is pay bills with Tony from Easton on the line.
Because I like the conversation, but I don't want to end it yet. So, all right. So while this is going on, just be quiet when the Philipsburg Easton Honda one comes on. And then after that, maybe we can talk amongst ourselves with the Werkheiser Electric Reeds and so forth. So just hold on a second. We'll be right back.
You
all
can
right?
join me in making Mike Yellick laugh.
Tony, hold on.
Philipsburg Easton Honda, satisfaction's guaranteed.
Football season is upon us, and at Philipsburg Easton Honda, that means amazing deals all season long on our new Hondas, like the award-winning Accord. Right now, we're making it even easier to get into yours by dropping the prices so low, you can't help but save big. We have all your favorite Honda vehicles available on our lot with incredible pricing. Accord, CRV, Civic, Fit, all with special limited-time incentives. Now is the best opportunity to take advantage of these huge savings. Plus, we'll even give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. That's right, we'll give you up to 20% more for your trade towards any purchase. So close out the summer by celebrating real savings at Philipsburg Easton Honda. Don't miss the Honda Savings Kickoff going on now. But hurry, these incredible prices and offers are available for a limited time only. Visit pehonda.com and apply for credit today. Saying yes is what we do best.
Philipsburg Easton Honda, satisfaction's guaranteed.
Vehicle must be in safe operating condition.
All right, hey Tone, you know where I'm going to get my my electric done? I'm going to Werkheiser Electric.
Werkheiser.
Right? Yep. Werkheiser. Great.
Unbelievable.
They are always giving free estimates.
It's cheap German beer.
They are powered by integrity. They got revolving coupons on the Werkheiser Electric website.
Like a door.
Which is WerkheiserElectric.com, of course. Speaking of coupons, Tone, you mentioned the code ONESPORTSTALK to Werkheiser Electric. You're getting $50 off your first service call.
Can you believe that?
So, I mean, I don't know what else.
I mean, that's pretty good.
$1,000.
Right? They're servicing the Lehigh Valley. They're like PA, New York, and New Jersey. You can get your weekends back so you can get back to watching the big games like those 49ers and leave the electrical work to Werkheiser. All right? They did it for me. They're going to do it for you for lights and green walls. What their number is?
Sure.
That's not real convincing. It's 610.
There's a lag.
866-1076. And go to WerkheiserElectric.com. Also, when you're doing that, you want to go to Deku Auto Body. They're family-owned and operated since 1948. You know Catasauqua, Tony?
Sure.
Tony, you're killing me here. Do you know Catasauqua?
Yep, sorry, man. Yes, absolutely.
It's okay. All right. Well, you want to go to Catasauqua, you want to go to Deku Auto Body, all right? You want to go to DekuAutoBody.com. You can actually watch daily on the website. Free estimates. They're always accepting insurance appraisals. They are your auto body specialist. And I actually don't know where the Miller Lite read is. Oh, here it is.
You,
all right.
You make it up anyway. I
Miller Lite, for the greatest light beer and the original light beer, you want Miller Lite. Tony, do you want some Miller Lite? I mean, isn't Miller Lite a great beer?
It's a delicious beer.
Right, exactly.
That wasn't honest.
Now, beer, 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 beer. Hashtag six-pack.
I was hoping you wouldn't do that with Tony.
Check out Miller Lite and make sure you go to MillerLite.com. Tony, hold on. We'll be right back. We had to get that out of the way, all right? We're sitting here. We're joined by Tony from Easton. We're just about finished up. But you were having a good conversation, so I couldn't just stop the conversation midstream. And we
had
to do this.
Your sponsor reads always, like, rattles my brain, so like, I don't even remember where we were.
I remember where we were.
You remember where you were?
I absolutely do. Dustin decided to tell everybody how the Vikings were at the top of every offensive statistical category, except the only one that matters, points per game.
Never did those words come out of my mouth.
I'm paraphrasing here.
You're more than paraphrasing. You're making a hyperbole.
Wow.
No. That's, you were just telling me how they're ahead of those two other teams in every statistical category.
Top stats that you see whenever you type in stats to football type in NFL stats to Google. You look up any one of them, the Rams are not in the top five of any one of them. And then you said
okay, all right. So you were telling me how the Vikings were though, correct? Alright, so you were telling me that they were, you're telling me the Vikings were number one or higher than the Rams in almost whatever every single one of those categories, or the Rams weren't close to being in the top. I was just telling you
categories.
If there's one that matters
the
though, it's gonna be those points.
I
know. So I'm saying that the one that does matter the most, though, is the points per game. It doesn't matter how many yards you rush for or how many passing yards you get if the points don't come up on the board. And that's all I'm saying. The Rams have no problem putting the points on the board. They're tied for number one in the league. So I don't know how you could even care about what other, those other things are.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at the Minnesota Vikings record where they don't have more points per game than the Rams. And it's 11-3, and the Rams are 10-4. So, I mean, if it matters that
okay,
much,
that's okay. That's
how come
I understand. Listen, there's, if you're gonna, I'm saying that I got to provide context. If you're gonna go ahead and to tell and make a point that to back up your argument like that, then I have to use the same kind of technique to back up my argument. So that's what I did. And I think that I made a hell of a point. So I'm not saying that I'm right. I'm just saying that if you're going to state those things, you should go ahead and look at the other side as well.
I'm not saying I'm right either. I basically started this off by giving you reasons why I believe more in the Minnesota Vikings team than the Rams team as far as an overall team minus the quarterback. I believe it's Goff over Keenum, but I'm just saying.
I know.
I'm just saying that I don't think that – I think the Rams are too young. I don't think they have the experience to do as well as they've been doing in the playoffs. I think it gets
and you may be right. You may be right.
But
you know?
you're giving me one category where the Rams are better. They're number one, tied only with the Eagles. And, you know, I think it's –
No, listen. All right.
It is the most important. I think that's an opinion.
All right, but let's talk about that running game that you told me was the second best in the league. Are you taking the combination of Jerick McKinnon and Latavius Murray over Todd Gurley, the number one MVP candidate that's not a quarterback in the league? Is that what you're telling me? Is that why you brought that up?
No,
I don't care about what Jerick McKinnon is doing.
I'm saying that statistically their rushing is better, statistically.
I'm saying in the playoffs, who are you putting your money on, too? Like,
I'm putting it on
Todd Gurley.
But, I mean, again, running games can get shut down, and then you're left with the rest of the team. Especially if both teams...
Yeah, agreed. But if that happens, the running game gets shut down, aren't you going to go ahead and put your confidence in a team that averages 31 points per game instead of the other team? That's what I'm doing.
Hey,
I don't know.
Look, I just, like I said, I'm not going to put any faith in the Rams. They can prove me wrong. I don't care. But I'm not putting any faith in the Rams. I'm not putting any faith in the Falcons. I'm not putting any faith in the Panthers. I'm saying that as if I was an Eagles fan, which I'm not, that only teams that would be worrying me, the main team that would be worrying me is the Saints. Because they have the most success in the playoffs.
I agree with you. I think you should be worried about the Saints too. I think that's one of the top teams you should be worried about. I think I'd be more worried about them than the Panthers. I'll say that right now.
The Rams, the Vikings, and the Saints, I think are the competition. Those are the competition. I don't think you worry about the Falcons. I don't think you worry about either of those two teams.
Okay, yeah, we're not worried about the Panthers.
I don't think you
guys are
nuts. I don't think you should be worried about the Panthers. Cam Newton gets touched side where he's padded with like 85-inch thick pads, and he starts crying like a baby and can't play to save his life. Okay?
Listen.
All you do is put pressure on that guy, and he folds.
No.
More than you think folds.
Hold on. So Cam Newton's great, dude. Like, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be worried about Cam Newton. I'm just saying I'd be more worried about the Saints than I would the Panthers because I believe in that game, that whole offense, that defense is playing better. And I believe in Drew Brees more than I believe in Cam Newton. But Cam Newton and the Panthers are good. I would still be worried about them.
Cam Newton is incredibly
inconsistent. Okay. Let me, in my opinion, Tony, we're up against it. I just want to make one point,
yep.
And maybe you could think about this. And Dustin, maybe you can think about this too.
Well, that's you. I will do that.
All right. Here's what I'm saying about Cam Newton. Cam Newton is a lot, not as skilled. I got it. But a lot like Russell Wilson. We don't do good with quarterbacks that are moving and mobile quarterbacks like that. We don't. It's proven
right,
we don't.
Right,
that's
right.
Cool. Sam definitely had trouble with Russell Wilson.
I know you don't.
Drew Brees is a statue back there, and he's old. We do well against quarterbacks that don't move at all.
Eli Manning.
430
points. I get it. That's a
good point. One game, though. That one game.
But I get it. That's a good point. That's a good point.
If you're right, you're right. But if you're trying to tell me that Eli Manning could put up 400 plus yards on you guys, and you're saying that Drew Brees doesn't even have the chance to do the same thing,
all right,
you're crazy.
Listen, oh yeah, yeah. No, Dustin's absolutely right. I think Dustin's absolutely right. I mean, he could easily put up a great game, but I think it's a good point that you make, Mike. It's something to think about.
Yeah.
No, you're right. You know, it's a good point. But what I'm saying is. What I'm trying to say is, I think that I'm worried more about Brees than Newton. Okay, he's more consistent. And say
I'm
your
with
defense
you.
Shows. Let's just say your defense shows up, and they have that unstoppable run defense that they've had for most of this season. And Cam Newton can run all in the backfield all he wants, but they'll be able to shut him down. Your secondary, has struggled as it always has all season. With quarterbacks who can put one up in the air, which Brees can, and he doesn't need defense to be the best run defense it can be to stop him from doing that.
We get pressure on Drew Brees, knock him
out. I agree.
And
I agree.
He's injured now. And that's where I'm like, I'm not worried about him. I would be worried if I see by the third quarter we're not getting any pressure on Drew Brees, then I'm worried. But if I see that we're getting pressure on him, you knock him around a little bit, yeah, good luck. Cam Newton and a mobile quarterback like maybe Russell Wilson if he gets there.
But you can okay, and let me say this. You can hit Russell Wilson as many times as you want.
He gets right back up.
And he gets right back up and keeps running. You continuously put those hard hits on Cam Newton, he stops running.
You put any of those hard hits on Drew Brees, what happens?
I'm not talking about Drew Brees. I'm talking about Cam Newton, okay? So you're the same pressure that you think that they'll put on Brees and he'll stop throwing, they can put on Newton and he'll stop running.
I don't know. I don't know, Tony. It's a conversation that we could have next week.
Yeah, I'll let you get to the next caller, but I will say this one thing. I don't think that there's any chance in hell that it's going to be a Vikings-Eagles Super Bowl or NFC Championship. I don't think it's ever going to happen. I don't think either team's going to get there, and I hope to. What's that?
Who do you think it's going to be?
Listen, I would bet, if I'm betting my money, I'd bet it on either the Saints or, honestly, if I had to pick one team, it would be the Saints. But if I had to pick a second team, it would be the Rams. I think the Rams could do it the way that they play and the way that they're playing right now. I think they can surprise everybody and get there from the NFC.
I think that would be a good game, honestly, Saints and Rams. Listen, we're going to find out this week. Carolina plays New Orleans.
I say the Lions make it out of the in-the-hunt category and get into the wild card and go all the way to the Super Bowl.
What?
There's no chance.
What the hell was that? I thought we were just saying random stuff. Why?
Get out! Get out!
I would, but I'm
seriously
a co-host. Like, that was not just, that was a joke. That was not a serious
that's just
statement.
Awful. Tony, I don't think
who said that?
By the way,
who said that?
Who? Who said what?
Who said the Lions thing?
Oh, I just made it up.
Yeah, I don't know. Why.
Oh, I thought you were being serious.
No, I just made it up.
No, he's just being.
Oh, okay.
Was that like a wise ass comment?
Yes, Chip, it was.
Yeah, yeah. I just like to.
It was.
I just like to interject with nonsense.
All right, Tony. As do we all. Tony,
all right,
we'll talk
guys.
To you next week. Tony.
You got
Easton.
It. Take care, guys.
All right, there he is, Tony from Easton. Checking in with us. It's always a good conversation, Tim. And that's why I kept him on the line,
always.
Even through commercials.
Always
by the way.
A good conversation.
But you know what? And we do have other callers on the line, but we're not going to get to them because I'm not doing what I did last
week. Yeah, don't do that again. Like, that was
I need
annoying.
To have time. I need to marinate a little bit in this, in my pick segment. I can't
we
just.
Were both blah, 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 blah. We were both rushed, and you know what? We both had one of our worst records last
did
week.
We really?
Yeah, we both went 10-6.
Actually, that's not that bad.
But as what we were doing earlier in the season.
No, I hear
it. And it was one of our worst. We both had worse records.
Yeah.
But
before we get to our picks in 2 minutes, I want to say something, okay?
Oh, you go ahead and say it.
I'm not saying I'm worried necessarily about any team, actually. Because there's flaws in every team. Minnesota has a flaw. Their quarterback has no clue what he's going to do in the playoffs. Played well. Their run game, I don't think, is as good as everyone else is making it sound. Even you, at one point, made it sound like their, you know, running game is really that good. And while it might be good, it's not great. I'll definitely pick the Rams running game over the Vikings any day. Twice on Sunday.
Look, I was just going back based off the statistics.
No, I hear
you.
They
have the higher statistics by far, actually.
And then, you know, so that's the Vikings. You have the Eagles. We don't know what defense is going to show up.
Those are team statistics.
Yeah. We don't know what defense is going to show up. So I'm looking at it like, okay, well, maybe Nick Foles isn't bad. And then you kind of cement that. But now you have to think about Ronald Darby, and you have to think about every – Malcolm Jenkins usually plays out of his mind. I don't know what he was doing. He looked like a bum back there. Malcolm Jenkins needs to step it up next game and actually play, not give up on every play that comes his way. All right, so, you know, the defense, I would say that's the Eagles' flaw. The Falcons, I don't, you know, am I really scared of them? I mean, yes, they look okay against the Buccaneers. But then, you know, thinking about, I mean, they blew a humongous 25-point lead in the Super Bowl. Am I really that concerned with what the Falcons are going to do? No. And, you know, where's Julio Jones? You have the best receiver in the league, and I can't find him. So, and then in the Seahawks, you know, yeah, they're hot and cold. And a lot of times, I mean, what does that game say?
They're yes.
They got blown out.
They're in and they're out.
By the Rams.
Up and down.
They got blown out. And the Eagles beat the Rams. So, I don't know.
Black when you're playing.
And then you look at the other teams in there, the Saints. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not feeling it. I'm not. I'm just looking at it, and I'm like, all right.
You're about to do it again.
What?
You're not watching the time. You're about to do it again. You just have to shortcut yourself.
Just wait. Just wait. So that, and then we also have, who's the other? Oh, the Rams. Yeah, I don't know. Jared Goff, rookie. To me, he's still a rook. I don't know. And, you know, any other team. Like the Panthers, I hate saying this, Forget the revenge. They might be out of all of those teams, special teams, defense, offense, are they the most complete team out of those six or five or six that I just named? Are they the most complete? They might be. But I don't know. Stranger things have happened. But with that, we are going around the NFL. Oh, this is my favorite time of the week. It's the only time of the week that matters, by the way. The next game, we have the Colts tomorrow night. Wow, this is tomorrow night. No, this is Saturday night. I'm so confused. But, we have, this is Saturday night, by the way. I guess Thursday night football is done. Saturday. The Colts are at the Ravens. Like the Baltimore Colts. The Ravens. Ravens put this game 44-6. I'm not giving the Colts anything. Your thoughts?
The Ravens.
One of these weeks, someone's going to score 11.
The Vikings, who. And then the Eagles don't even have to win. Number one. No, I do think the Vikings win. I think the Vikings win very, very close. 24-21. And pull away with a field goal late in the fourth quarter. Vikings move. What thoughts? All right. Sunday. We have the Lions playing the Cincinnati High School. Bengals somehow have 5 points now. The Lions will, for a fact, win this game. And the Lions will move to 9-6 on the year. Lions win this game 34-16. Your thoughts? Well, I don't.
You know what?
What?
I think you're close, but it's going to be 25-2.
Next, we have the Dolphins at the Chiefs. All right, there you go. Chiefs won the division. 9-6. Crappy division. And we thought that was going to be the best division in football. All three teams will make it. Now, oh, that'll be the last seed. Chiefs win this game. 20-16. Chiefs, your thoughts?
I have 21. We're regular.
I can't see it. The Bills are at the Patriots. Bills are in it. They are. That's right. The Patriots. Yeah, they'll win. I can't. Patriots win this game 38-17. So we're right around the same. Oh, God, we have to. The Browns are at the Bears.
Congratulations, Browns.
They might go 0-16. I'm just telling you. They might go 0-16, which is
Lions.
There's no way Cleveland picks up a win here. Bears get the job done. I think the Bears get the job done. Not really, but 14-3. North Boston. Great. The Buccaneers are at the Panthers. Wait, what?
Yeah.
What was I looking at? The Saints and the Panthers on there. What were you looking at?
I don't know.
I was looking at your phone.
I know that's.
That's the Buccaneers, right there, right there.
Yeah, but before when you had it on that.
I was in a different league.
Mm-hmm. Well, Buccaneers at the Panthers. Panthers. 11-4. Yeah, I'm thinking 20. Now, 31-14. Panthers, obviously.
Okay.
Then we have the Falcons at the Saints.
Oh, look at this. Oh, revenge.
Wow, the Falcons have won the last three. I do think the Saints actually get the job done here. But it's not going to be pretty. Saints win this game. 24-20 for the Falcons. Your thoughts?
Funny, this is the third time. I said this year. Unless you're looking at a Chinese calendar, January was still this year.
If the Broncos at the Redskins. Totally disagree with everyone. Redskins win this 41. Ugly. And Redskins get the blowout win over the Broncos.
24-7.
Rams are at the Tennessee High School Titans.
I don't think that's
right. Mariota is so overrated. I'm so glad we did that. All right,
it's perfect.
Not.
I'm thinking
about
the Browns and the three Garoppolo 49ers.
Rams will get the next season win here. 11-4, they will be. I actually have 38-14. I don't think either of the Rams are. Rams pick up another one. They got. They owe 11-4 on them.
See that, Tony? See that? 35-16. I picked the Rams. Okay, over my own team.
The Chargers. I need to win. They're in a must-win here. They stay with the win. It's over. The Chargers, though, they do win. Yes. Ready for this? The 13. I think it was Jets.
I love when you do whenever you see one of those.
It was really close, right? Close, I mean. Like, it's a super close game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like, you're like,
yeah.
Or you lose. Well,
I don't like the Jets, though. I think they Chargers win this game. Chargers lose 8-7, but no, don't they
lose better than
yes.
10-4.
Yes.
I'm happy.
Unfortunately, I think it's Garoppolo streak. Tony said 5 wins. It's actually 4 wins. He did not get to 5 wins. It's Jaguars win. And the Jaguars actually win this game in a pretty big fashion. Jaguars win this game 31. That's your thought.
I disagree. I actually also have 31 down for the Jaguars. But I think pull out of this one late. I think, you know, I think they pulled a win out of it. I think they pulled out so late that it's still giving them the amount of strikes. I mean, it's just 31-30. One thing.
are at the Cowboys both. 8-6 and right in the hunt with the playoffs with the Lions.
See,
yeah. The Lions, you might have a point. The Lions will win.
I didn't even know I was right about them being in the
hunt. Cowboys
really
will lose
didn't. Between the Seahawks and the Seahawks. Yeah, I mean, Seahawks and Lions will be right there. I think the Cowboys men are done. Seahawks win this game. Not by the They bounce back after actually mauling. And Seahawks win this game 27-20. Your thoughts? Okay.
I said that.
Giants
21-20 Cardinals.
Giants are at the Cardinals. Both teams with a combined 2-2. Giants are 2-12. Cardinals are 6-8. And all right, this is going to be bad. Cardinals win this game 14-13. Look how weird this is. Can I just point this out? Here we have again the two best records in the NFL. The 68 teams, the only teams playing on Christmas. I don't know. I think it's something special here, all right? We got the Steelers-Eagles connection going on. I really want to see that Super Bowl. Steelers, we're going to be cool.
We're both going to make it to the Super Bowl.
Steelers, 11-3, they're going to move this ball. The Texans are just brutally bad. Steelers win this game. Steelers will win this game 34-20. Your thoughts?
36-20.
Close, my bad. And here it is. The Raiders are at the Eagles. Christmas night. Raiders 6-8. Eagles 12-2. Look what happened last year. The Eagles beat the 49-20, but then, I remember this. Raiders beat the Eagles 13-9, and then before that, 2006, 13-10. Raiders. I think the Eagles finally do something to their 2013. I don't think Nick Foles is 7 touchdowns, and I don't think Nick Foles will be. I do think the Eagles, however, do score 31 points. So the Eagles score 31, and the Raiders score
11.
No, 17. 31-17. Eagles get the win and lock up the number one seed in the NFC playoffs. Boom. And I'll be happy if their defense is done.
27-11.
You know that you love that 11 score.
One day
it's gonna happen. Yeah. You know the Brit came on and said we have 60 seconds, so I guess we have 60 seconds. Yeah, I don't know. But listen, I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas. I don't say the Happy Holidays nonsense. Merry Christmas, and we will talk to you next week. Next week, Eagles will either have the number one seed or the number two seed. It's really not going to be that different other than that.
Okay.
Final word. Quickly. Hey. Really quickly.
Happy Kwanzaa, everybody.
Oh, my God. All right. Merry Christmas, everyone. We'll talk to you next week. Goodbye.